This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, for the next 30 minutes, it is the Foxes Takeover, where you can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. Delighted to say there was no Leicester City show last week. They were in action in that dramatic League Cup semi-final, the second leg at Villa Park facing Aston Villa. Well, it wasn't to be. That somewhat that train, that steam train the Foxes have built up the season so far, it's been derailed, hasn't it, just a little bit. I don't want to say the wheels are coming off, but it's one win in four now, and maybe just that squad not as big, the depth to cover it. A man who knows more, though, it is Lee Chappie, Mr. Leicester Fan TV himself. Lee, really good to get you on and speak to you. Been a couple of weeks since we've spoken. Before we talk about the game with Chelsea, we have to look at that game last week, the League Cup semi-final to Villa. Over the two legs, Leicester absolutely dominating. 43 shots to Aston Villa's 12, but it wasn't to be. What did you make of it?
Football is about results, mate, and we had as many chances as we could have. We just didn't put the ball in the back of the net, and we are our own worst enemy at the minute. I honestly didn't want to talk about that fixture because I'm still ticked off about it. We should have put that game to bed on the first leg, let alone the second.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course it stings at the minute, because even though Leicester City are having a wonderful season, you know, the start was blistering, an incredible
run.
Yeah, and they still are, exactly, of course. And, you know, not only are you in the top three, you're in the top three with a wonderful cushion. I mean, at this stage in February, you would have snapped someone's hand off for it. But, you know, Leicester have got such a brilliant history of winning the League Cup, getting to the final. I think the last four times they made the semi-final, they've actually gone on to reach the final. Wasn't to be this time, and there's, I don't want to say if it's fairly, but a mini blip happening of sorts at the minute.
I don't know about a mini blip, mate. Jamie Vardy's not been, I don't think he's been quite fit since obviously his knock, but it probably goes on a little bit more than that, maybe since he's had his new little, and we've spoken on the show about it already. He's not scored since, I don't think, since he's had his new one. But with the knock to his buttocks, is that right? His glute.
He's not scoring at the minute. Obviously, him and Leicester were both flying this season. And it sort of raises the concerns, Lee. You know, one that they had a couple of seasons ago after winning the Premier League, then being involved in European competition. That squad depth, that squad size, you know, a little bit. It's not the biggest. It's a little bit threadbare. And are we seeing that now? Because I know they've played a lot of games in around that busy festive period. And Brendan Rodgers, you know, almost thankful for that winter break that is coming up, because he's saying we need it. The players are tired, and that's kind of what we're seeing.
Yeah, no, I agree with what Brendan said in the conference. We do look tired. We've not got the biggest squads. I'm glad we've not actually got European football this season, because we'd probably end up doing like a Burnley sort of thing. You know, being right down the bottom of the table, probably similar to actually what would happen to us anyway. In the 2016-17 season, we didn't have the biggest squads, and Ranieri struggled to run the Premier League and the Champions League at the same time. It was difficult. And we might have that problem again next season if we do secure Champions League football. I'm thinking we are, because what are we? We 8 points clear, Chelsea.
Eight points clear.
And what's the tally from Tottenham? I think it's even more than, it's like 11 or 12 points clear of fifth. So still a fair way to go as well, 13 games to go. But I do think we can secure Champions League football. We were unlucky, I think, not to have beaten Chelsea at the King Power Stadium on Saturday. I feel we should have probably had four goals. Vardy missed a sitter. You've got to put chances away, and we're not doing that at the minute. That's what's costing us our points and costing us our Wembley trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before we get on to that game with Chelsea, the 2-2 thriller there, obviously a bit of a seesaw game. you know, it was last minute hurt at Villa Park. You know, the game was destined for penalties. Looking like we was getting ready to make Schmeichel the hero. Trezeguet in the last seconds. Is that almost because of the way it ended that, you know, that's what is almost the bitter pill to swallow as well, the way it ended?
Yeah, it is. It's the way it ended. You know, last minute, we were expecting penalties, you know, and penalties is anyone's game. But the worst part about all of this over the last few games now is what I've seen on social media with Leicester City fans and Kasper Schmeichel. They're saying his time up and, you know, I can't believe what I'm reading. I can't believe what I'm reading. It's I don't know, maybe it's just football fans in general are fickle, but I mean, Kasper's an absolute legend. He's got years to go still, as you know, wearing the Leicester jersey. Chill out, calm down. You know, it's mad.
It is. I think all football fans are fickle, Lee, not just Leicester City fans. But what are the fans divided about at the minute? Is that maybe because of the form, the current, what they're seeing from the team? Or, you know, certain players may be saying that they're almost nearing father time and the squad needs a little freshen up?
I think it goes all the way back to winning the Premier League, mate. The expectations are through the roof at this club. You know, and I think we have to really get back to reality. And just enjoy what we have and not expect. You know, if you can just enjoy what you've got right now instead of raising your expectations through the roof, then the world's your oyster. You can really enjoy it more. And the fans can get a bit louder at the grounds instead of saying, well, that wasn't good, this wasn't good, this result wasn't good. It was good. The results have been decent. I'll say it again. I think this is the third time. We are third in the Premier League.
Third time you've said it for third in the Premier League. Lee,
come on, lads. Get real, lads. You know what I mean?
The message is coming across loud and clear this evening, Lee. Just quickly, though, Lee, you mentioned, look, we have to get real. We have to realise where we are. The expectation is through the roof. But at some point, we have to realise that the goalposts have changed, Lee. This is a side that won the title, has been involved in European football, will probably going to be involved in European football yet again next season. And we can't keep saying, oh, well, this is Leicester, let's just enjoy it, because now they are a firm fixture in this top four, top six that the English Premier League has.
Yeah, Champions League can be amazing next season, let's be honest. The atmosphere was electric. The city was buzzing as well. It did wonders for the town as well, for the city itself, with, you know, tourism and the money coming in and stuff. So it's great for the city as well. So it's definitely something that we've got to push on to. I think, like I say, the expectations, it's not just from winning the league. I think it's also with the money that has come into the club from the King Power, the support behind the King Power, you know, the tragedy behind Vichai and his son, almost embracing the club as his own, as he's part of the family now. And also the training facility that's being implemented. It's not far away. The expansion of the ground is not far away too. That's probably a year out. Went to a meeting probably a couple of months ago to talk about that at the club. Not supposed to talk about too much of it publicly, but yep, that should be ready for the end of the following season, not this season, but the following. So the expectations are there purely because of the amount of work that's going into the club. We just need to take a step back and think about the now and not, like, you know, what's coming up. I think we just need to take a breather.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the cat's out the bag, Lee. You weren't meant to mention it. You did. Don't worry. It's only a radio show that gets blasted to homes all over the country.
I wasn't going to go into it too much.
Yeah, no,
you know
of
mean?
Course. Fair enough. Lee, let's talk about the Chelsea game then. It was 2-2 on the weekend. Obviously, Harvey Barnes scoring for the third game running. Actually, could have been the hero. Could have snatched it with a winner at the end. And it's interesting because we started the season talking about the brilliance and the brilliant James Maddison, and at the minute he's going through a quiet patch, but up comes the brilliance of Harvey Barnes. But not between Harvey and James, but what it shows is the wealth of young talent Leicester have, and it does bode well for the future, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we've said this on the show as well, mate. The whole squad is like under the age of 25, apart from like basically your two main men, which is the one in the sticks and the one putting the ball in the sticks the opposite side. You know, they're your two most experienced men on the pitch, surrounded by youngsters. It's great. It's great for the club. And that's also probably why we've got expectations, because there's a lot of world-class international players on that field. More news coming in as we speak. James Maddison looks like his contract is going to be having a new contract with the club as an extension, because his current his current contract's 2023, I think, and looks like he's going to be set to sign a new contract with the club.
Yeah, massive news for the club, managing to keep and extend James Maddison. Obviously, 2-2 against Chelsea side that are faltering at the minute, Lee. I know you said maybe Leicester could have had four goals. They were worthy for a point, and it is still against a top four side.
Was that a handball? That VAR decision? Did his hands come away from his body? I know they were behind his back, but they weren't against his body, were they? And the rules say a handball in the box is a penalty. That's what the rules say now.
Yes, it's
so why was it not looked? Why was it not even mentioned?
Well, this is the problem, isn't it, Lee? Because many fans now say that VAR interferes with everything, but there are a certain few decisions that don't get looked at, and then fans want them looked at, and then would also stop the play as well. Is that where you stand on it?
Yeah, all day long, mate. I still believe there should be a challenge system by the managers as well. I think there should be, each manager should have three challenges, as well as the referees all doing it. I think the manager should just be able to flag a referee and say, I want that checked.
Yeah, very similar to the NFL in America, obviously, where the
not to replace what's going on, you know, as in like the managers are in charge of VAR, but I mean, just give them three chances as well as what's going on already.
Absolutely. Well, there's no game on the weekend, Lee. It is the winter break, the first of its kind in the Premier League. I know other top football leagues around Europe have been doing this for many seasons now. We've got one ourselves, albeit a short one. Has it come at the right time for Leicester when we spoke about that congested period of games?
December through to January, it's been busy. It's been difficult to make the amount of content that's needed to keep up with all the fixtures, to be honest with you, lads. And it's a first to not have an England game on while Leicester's not on. So it's a bit. It's going to be a drought, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to the football returning already. Lee, always good to get you on the show tonight. And make sure you check out Lee at Leicester Fan TV. Brilliant extra content all over the games. Must watch those videos. Lee, a real pleasure to get you on and the return of the Leicester City Fan Show. But make
sure... pleasure, mate.
Cheers, Lee. Make sure you stay around tonight, because we will be joined by Jordan Blackwell from the Leicester Mercury.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we are halfway through the Foxes takeover, which means there is still time to have your say this evening. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We just heard from Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV all about the spell Leicester on at the minute and how it still hurts. The sting is real from losing that League Cup semi-final. Well, a man who is around the team, the players and the staff, it is the brilliant Jordan Blackwell from the Leicester Mercury. Jordan, really good to get you back on the show. I enjoyed our chat from a few weeks back, and it's still a fantastic season for Leicester City. In the top three, obviously 8 points clear in third. A wondrous season is being had, but something of a sticky patch of sorts at the minute, isn't it?
I think so. If you analyse the form from kind of Christmas onwards, yeah, I think if you look at the last eight games, I think Leicester rank 11th for their form in that period. And then obviously you've got to consider the loss in the Carabao Cup semi-final, which, you know, before the games against Villa, they were expected to go through and make the final and head to Wembley. So, yes, I suppose you could consider it a sticky patch. But on the flip side, in that sort of eight-game league period, they have played the other three teams in the top four with them. And, you know, it's been a busy period for everyone in terms of the number of games that they've played. And I think the tiredness has affected them a little bit. So I actually think that the draw at the weekend against Chelsea, I think that may have picked things up a little bit. I think there's now a, I think maybe the sort of the confidence that Leicester can finish in the top four has perhaps been restored a little bit after that game and after the performance as well. I thought it was a fairly even game, but I think if any side shaded it, I think it was Leicester. So I think going into the winter break, I think things are starting to look up again.
Yeah, absolutely. Unlucky not to win that fixture on the weekend. Jordan, it's interesting. In the landscape of Leicester City, has the perspective changed at all? Because we are talking about a terrific season and no one quite knew that it was going to go this well in Brendan Rodgers' first full season in charge. But with that League Cup semi-final defeat, obviously it was a bitter pill to swallow. Has that changed it all? And now everything's like, oh, we were the nearly men almost, because it felt like it was there for the taking. And we were almost talking about Leicester being in that final and a great chance of a domestic trophy in silverware.
Yeah, I think expectations at the club have changed a little bit because they've kind of had a consistent run now in terms of, although they didn't quite build on the title win straight away, they were still... they've still been a top half Premier League team, and now they're kind of back up there again. So I think when they've been a top half Premier League team for 5 years or so, and then they're playing against a team like Villa who are battling relegation, there is a level of expectation that you win those sorts of games. But I think they are still, even despite those sort of heightened expectations, I think they still are kind of going above and beyond what is expected of them, in terms of the wage budget that they have compared to the other teams around them. I think there's a little bit of a case of that, and I think that's probably been felt in the home crowd a little bit in terms of that expectation. I think Rodgers has actually mentioned that with success comes heightened expectations, and then if you don't then consistently achieve success, maybe that affects the atmosphere and the crowd's thoughts on things. But I think I think it's par for the course, really, if you are going to be a consistently successful team.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, a welcome winter break now, Jordan. Obviously, the first of its kind in the Premier League. Knowing that you're across the team and you chat to the staff and the players, how will they use this time? And has this come almost, we won't know for a few weeks further down the line, but has this come potentially a good time for the squad?
Yeah, they certainly needed one. So now is as good a time as any. They think the Chelsea game was Leicester's 17th in the space of 2 months, which the 2 months before that they had just 7 games. So it gives you an idea of how how busy sort of December and January were. They're not going to go away for a warm weather training trip, which I think a few of the Premier League teams are doing. I think Leicester had considered that because there was the possibility that they could have played an FA Cup replay if they'd drawn with Brentford in the game a couple of weekends back. They decided not to organise a warm weather training trip, because then they would have had to cancel it. So instead, the players have been given a full week off to do what they like. They've been given sort of individual fitness programmes to sort of keep up their fitness a little bit, but essentially, they've been given a full week off. I think they're back in on Sunday. They are being given a proper break. And I think that's probably, I think that also will be a kind of a reward for kind of their efforts this season. I think, when they've been playing so well and they've had, although despite the recent dip, it's still been an excellent season. So I think there's a feeling probably from the staff to reward the players a little bit for that. So, yes, hopefully they'll come back refreshed because they've got another 2 massive games straight after the break. It doesn't really get any easier playing Wolves and then Man City. Hopefully they'll be revitalised and we'll kind of see Leicester back to the form that they showed sort of end of October, early November, when they're on that winning run.
Yeah, that blistering winning run. Maybe they can get back to that. What a way to end the season. Obviously, heading down that home stretch now, Jordan. But we thought it may be a quiet end to the January transfer window. That finished and closed on Friday. There were some movement where the Foxes were concerned. Obviously, signing Ryan Bennett from Wolves and a couple of outgoings as well. But Benkovic, obviously, leaving the club as well. You're around it, Jordan. Ryan Bennett, was this one a bit of a surprise? What do you make of it?
I think if it had been said at the start of the window that Ryan Bennett was the target, yes, I think that would have been a surprise. But because of the way that the transfer window developed, I think by the end it's probably a fairly solid signing. Given it is a loan and it's he's there to provide experience. I think what Rodgers and the club wanted. I think Mera Demiral at Juventus was certainly a top target and they were looking at him. And there's a possibility of bringing him in on loan, a sort of young, up-and-coming, highly rated international defender. But then he got into the Juventus team and then he got injured and that obviously made things extremely difficult. Because then a deal for a young defender wasn't possible, the attention's turned to just bringing in somebody experienced on loan so that they could get Benkovic out for the second half of the season. I think they've realised that Benkovic playing under 23's football is not going to help his development. His development will stagnate if he's playing under 23's games. So they know they needed to get him out, but they couldn't loan him out unless they got another centre back in, because they weren't willing to have just Evan Soyuncu and Morgan as three centre backs for the second half of the season. So that's why they've got Bennett in. And I think, on that front, he ticks all the boxes. He's got Premier League experience. He's a reliable sort of defender. Rodgers knows him. Rodgers tried to sign him for Swansea from Peterborough 8 years ago. He's got experience in a back three, which is something that Rodgers wants to play with more often. Obviously, that was Wolves' kind of formation of choice over the past few years under Nuno. So he kind of ticks all the boxes. I don't think he's going to be a regular feature in the Leicester City team. I think while Leicester play four at the back, it will still be Evans and Soyuncu. But if they need someone to come on and help defend the lead, Bennett can do that. If they want to play three at the back, Bennett can come on and he'll probably play on the right side with Evans in the middle and Soyuncu on the left. It kind of makes sense. And I think Leicester didn't really need a really exciting transfer window because of how well the season's gone so far.
Yeah, but they might need squad depth, obviously. Jordan could be appearing in European competition next year, so they will need extra bodies. We're seeing this a lot more now, that teams using that loan market, being shrewd in the market and making player acquisitions in that way. I just want to quickly touch, though, Jordan, on the FA Cup, because it is League Cup disappointment for the Foxes, but a great chance, because in the obviously beating Brentford the last season at Griffin Park, but they now face Coventry or Birmingham, who are currently playing now. We don't know the winner of that tie just yet, but they have one of those two teams in the fifth round. No disrespect to those two teams, but this is another good chance for Leicester to go deep in a domestic trophy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think playing a lower league team at home, there will always be an expectation to win that. And even if Leicester decide to rotate, they should have a strong enough squad to get over either of those hurdles. But to be honest, they may not rotate. I think the game is midweek, first week of March, and Leicester play on the Friday night against Norwich. So they'll have a few days break before the game anyway. So maybe they'll play a full strength team in that. Mm-hmm. And I think because the Premier League will be getting back to the Premier League will be back to once a week. And there's obviously no Carabao Cup either. So Leicester will be able to throw everything into the FA Cup, which they weren't really able to in the first couple of rounds they played in against Wigan and Brentford, and had to make lots of changes. Thankfully, they've come through those. I think now Leicester stand a really good chance. They're one of the... They've not got Europe to think about, like a lot of the other bigger teams in the competition. So, yes, it would be really exciting if they were able to go far in the competition. As you say, they're already in the round of 16. They've got a a winnable game through to the quarterfinals, win that, then they're in the first semi-final, I think, since, I want to say, 82 or 83. So, yeah, that would be a huge achievement. I think it's something that I think we often talk about the kind of the FA Cup being devalued, but I think it's still a competition that ranks very highly at Leicester because it's something that they've not won. Because they've got that record of four finals and four losses, I think it's something that the club still really craves. So, yeah, I think it will be a really big deal once the next round comes around in March.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would cap a wonderful season? We're talking about, you know, that supposed sticky patch, yet Leicester have won 15 league games in the Premier League this year and maybe looking to go deep in the FA Cup, just like the League Cup. And we know Brendan Rodgers respects all cup competitions, hence the strong sides that he has played in them, especially the League Cup. And now they have a chance with the Premier League going maybe back to one game a week. Jordan, as always, though, to get you on the show, absolutely brilliant. Really appreciate you giving us time this evening. Jordan Blackwell there from the Leicester Mercury on what has been the Leicester City Fan Show. Make sure you tune in every week, Tuesday at 8 till half 8. And not just that, make sure you get involved and have your Foxes say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We will see you, and when we will know those FA Cup opponents, we'll know them tonight. But we will see you to discuss that next week.
This is Love Sport.